part of the conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Welcome back to Mid-Morning Empowerment. If you've just joined in, welcome, welcome. You're right on time. It is time for us to speak to Pastor. Pastor Maupa, like I've told you before, we will be looking at parenting with purpose, how to support a friend going through a tough time. Pastor is on the line. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. And how are you, my pastor?
I'm doing great. I'm very fine.
Thank you so much for your time, Pastor. But before we get into our conversation for today, please pray for us.
Okay, fine. Our kind and heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for the precious gift of life. We thank you for the time you have given us to discuss this important topic. Guide us, be with us. We ask and pray all this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. Without any waste of time, let's get into our conversation for today. So boys are often taught to toughen up, which makes supporting a hurting friend awkward territory. But real friendship isn't silent when someone's struggling. What does it mean for boys to be emotionally available and present for each other in crisis? So why do boys often struggle to talk about emotions with each other?
Okay, yeah. Like I have alluded to in our previous discussion, it has to do with the way we are brought up, you know, as men, and this starts when we are boys at childhood. Mm-hmm. Society has conditioned them to suppress their feelings. And they've been taught to toughen up, to be a man in terms of challenges. So this conditioning has made boys to internalize their feelings rather than express them openly.
Right.
So this creates a pattern of emotional withdrawal and a defense mechanism. Yeah, that's where our problem lies.
Right. So if we
that's where the real struggle is. The way we are brought up, our social conditioning has made things worse than nothing else.
I understand, my pastor. So if we work hard towards these conditions, do you think we will win to make them feel comfortable to be open, maybe about the things that they are going through, maybe?
Yeah, definitely. We will. It's a struggle, but eventually there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
By God's grace, we will win this battle. Yes.
And how can boys show support without feeling like he has to fix everything? Because most of the time, we've seen it, and we still see it in our daily lives that men feel like they have a solution for everything. Right.
Yes. Personally, I think one needs just to give a listening ear. Just by creating space for the other person to share their emotions and their thoughts. Physical connection, just being there in time of need is more important than to say something. So these people need to be given undivided attention.
Right.
And as well as we are supporting and trying, by not fixing anything, just remember your boundaries. Only keep ask open-ended question. Ask how best they want to be assisted and take their problems and challenges seriously.
Right.
Yeah, that's the best we can do in such times.
Wow, okay. Powerful one, my pastor. So what are some simple but powerful ways to be present for a hurting friend?
A hurting friend. Yes. You know what? Many people think that they have to say something in order to help someone. But I personally feel that just being there, your presence, it says a lot.
Mm.
You know what they say, this proverb, action speaks louder than words.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes you don't have to say something. Just give a hug.
Mm.
Just give a shoulder to cry on.
Mm. But offer to meet
specific needs for that person who's hurting.
But some of us believe in words. Maybe some can give powerful words than giving me a hug. Some maybe they prefer hugs. Maybe some prefer advices. So it's a bit complicated. Yeah, when you look at it, it's a bit complicated because we don't know each person. So how does Jesus' friendship model empathy and compassion?
You know, our challenge is that every situation is different,
right?
And people hurt differently. And this solution that I was talking about, they are not one size fits all, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, our environment, our situation may be different. To someone, a hug may be enough.
Mm.
To someone, a word of encouragement may be enough. To someone, a prayer can be enough.
Right.
To someone, advice can be enough. So it depends with the context of how someone can be helped. It's not one size fits all.
Mm.
Yes.
Wow, powerful one, man.
So these things they'll help us.
Mm.
Yeah. Some they feel that if you say something, you could have helped them. Yet to others, they don't want to hear anything. Just a touch maybe is enough for them.
Mm.
Yes.
And now I understand why some get hurt if maybe they didn't even receive a call from a friend.
A call, definitely. Mm. Yes, you are right. Yeah.
Mm. 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 And then we tend to not...
To some of... some of us, we are pastors.
Mm.
You know, a member may lose a relative and the pastor does not go there.
Right.
That is interpreted something else by that member. Say, they don't care about me. They never visited me. They never even called me to say, I'm sorry, you know.
Mm.
Yes. So these issues, they are different and we have to handle them differently.
Sure. So just a simple question like, how are you today? How are you feeling today? Mm-hmm. May change my day, may have an impact.
Definitely, yes. You know, just by asking someone, how are you?
Mm.
It helps someone to just open up, you know, pour out their feelings, say what they are hating inside.
Mm.
It goes a long way in helping someone.
Sure. And how do we deal with those ones who are not easily... there are people who cannot open up easily. So how do we deal with those ones? Maybe you can just ask, like Mfundi, say, how are you feeling today? And you can just answer. You can simply answer and say, I'm okay. And that's it.
Mm.
So how do I go forward with the conversation just for you to open up to me? Maybe there are words that I can say to you that can help you, but you are not that person who can easily open up. So how do we deal with such?
Yeah, now to such people, the best way is to ask a question, keep on probing. Yeah, because you don't know what they are feeling. So maybe to me, the best way is to ask, keep asking this question, you know, they will maybe open up. So if you keep quiet, then it means end of discussion. But if you keep asking questions, how are you? How are you feeling? How was the day? You know, at least by doing so, you are having a conversation rather than keeping quiet.
Okay. So our listeners at home, I am talking to Pastor Mawuba. We are looking at how to support a friend going through a tough time. That's our topic for today. So if you have any questions regarding our topic for today, you can send us your questions or your comments on 073-470-35-20. Mfundisi, I've asked you a question earlier on, a question about... Why do boys feel like they are entitled to fix everything? So, do you think, is there any way that we can make them feel comfortable to say, I can't do this?
Yeah. Yeah, there is.
Okay.
You know, yeah, personally, I think we should be teaching, you know, boys... That to be vulnerable is not a weakness, but rather it's just a strength on its own. So being vulnerable can help you go through your emotion easier than pushing them away or just bottling them inside. So to be vulnerable is one of the best way we can help in such situations.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, Mfundisi, that was very powerful. Very, very powerful.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Before I let you go, can you have the last words to a friend out there who is going through a tough time?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I can say that tough times never last forever. We all go through challenging times, difficult times, hurting times, but they will not last forever. It's just a phase that will pass. Have faith in God, and God will help you.
Oh, thank you so much, my pastor. Can you close with a word of prayer?
Thank you so much. Okay, let us pray. Our kind and heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for the wonderful discussion that we have just had. Maybe out there, there's someone who's hurting, listening to this conversation. We pray that, Lord, your grace may be sufficient for them to carry them through hurting times, difficult times, challenging times. Many need your healing, Lord. Hear their prayers, hear their challenges, help them in times of need, meet each and every one of us at the point of our need. We ask and pray all this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. Until next time.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Amen, my pastor. To our listeners at home, that was Pastor Pastor Mauba talking to us about how to support a friend going through a tough time. I hope you've grabbed something in our conversation.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.